This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Another slice of this morning's jobs report that's really worth a mention here is that the labor force participation rate for women of prime working age, that is the Labor Department's phrasing, not mine, to be clear. Anyway, labor force participation for women in their mid-20s to their mid-50s has hit an all-time high. And if you think back to those early months of the pandemic when so many women, moms especially, were forced to leave the labor force or just lost their jobs, and the concern back then that we all had that it would take years for those women to find their way back to the workforce, well, today's news is a big deal. Marketplace's Samantha Fields is on it.
Two big things happened when COVID hit that drove millions of women from the workforce.
First, the service sector collapsed and women are disproportionately employed in the service sector.
And Lauren Bauer at the Brookings Institution says when schools and childcare centers closed,
women with children were forced to make hard decisions.
And more women than men left their jobs to take care of kids. But Rose Kattar at the Center for American Progress says since schools and the economy reopened,
we have seen women's employment slowly but surely recovering.
And now reaching this record high. She says there are two main factors driving this recovery.
The labor market is really strong and tight, which means, you know, employers are like kind of competing to get workers.
Which has benefited women, she says, especially in the service sector. And for women who work in fields where remote work is an option, mainly college-educated women,
flexibility has obviously played a huge role in that. It's allowed women who have the opportunity to be able to work from home and potentially also provide caregiving responsibilities that they still would have to do regardless.
The speed with which women have returned to the workforce has surprised a lot of experts. And it's good news, says Jasmine Tucker at the National Women's Law Center. But
we know that the economy was not working for a lot of people in February 2020, and especially those who are in these low-paid jobs without benefits.
And she says that's still the case today, especially for women. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.